producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to overview once again this week some of the problems that family farmers are having and how they solve their problems. So we're going to get into the mind of Renee Randall, who's the owner of Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Waukega, Wisconsin. I pronounced that right, Renee, right? It's Waukega, I think, right?
Waukega.
So where in Wisconsin is that? Tell us where you are.
I'm in the southwestern corner of the state in what's now referred to quite a bit as the Driftless.
Why?
It's an area where the, and in fact it takes in four states, northwestern Illinois, southwestern Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, all in a kind of a swirl, where the that sheet of ice that passes
along
the glaciers.
Glacier is what you're looking for. Right.
Yeah, who would think that I would not jump on the word glacier? But it's where the glaciers, the last glaciers, never scoured.
So it left all the land. It has done great things for the land in terms of how we measure the depth of the soil and the richness of the soil. And that's probably why in this area of the country, we have some of the foremost agricultural pursuits, some of the best successes agriculturally of anywhere in the country, right?
I think so. We have, I think Organic Valley would be one of those pursuits you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think, the biggest business, organic business across the nation. Successes are because of these small family farms here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That are able to market to Organic Valley.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that the big conglomerates aren't trying to grab away the organic handle. But unfortunately, because of the government and the big businesses that are into the ag world using organic and kind of abusing it, I'm not sure organic has the same meaning for the people who look at buying organic products from some big national company. They're not going to get the same as they will when they go to your farm, Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Waukega, Wisconsin. This program is aimed, as I said, at helping small family farmers, people that run small ag businesses, and the locavore. Renee, are you on your own, or do you have other members of your family who are working with you on this farm?
I came here in what was called the Back to the Land movement in the 70s with my young family, and by myself. I was separated from my husband when I came here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've raised my family here, children, grandchildren, and no, I'm alone, and now I hire labor.
Mm. How much land are you farming?
I have 45 tillable, and the farm is 120 acres, mm-hmm. So it's 340s.
All right. So you have a lot of opportunity to try things. You've been at this since the 70s, so you must have built up quite a following, I would think, in that much time.
Not necessarily. When I first started, organic was not a trend.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't popular. When I was first certified, I was certified by OGDA, and that was the only certifier right then that was doing any certifying. There was no market for anything organic. So I wanted to be certified organic because I believed in it, and so I sought it out. But it wasn't that I could really market anything organic. And if you went to a store in those days, you would be able to distinguish organic apples from non-organic because they were the worm-eaten apples, mm-hmm. and that was supposed to be the way you knew organic. So there was,
remember that, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so that was your clue. And so there was really no market. When I joined Organic Valley in 1988, I had already been through a series of ideas on how to make money farming,
mm-hmm.
which included raising steers, milking cows. I milked 16 cows at one time, which mm-hmm. was not the CAFO idea. It was just, I had a very small barn. I almost had to resurrect what was a farm in very bad, very poor condition
mm-hmm.
to be able to even be approved for grade B milking,
mm-hmm.
for grade B dairy.
Mm.
So I went through a lot of ideas and ended up answering a call that CROP, Cooley Region Organic Produce Pool, put out in 1988 for anybody interested in growing organic vegetables. And I couldn't believe how many people were there at the meeting in Viroqua that filled the courthouse gallery. I didn't know there were organic growers hiding under rocks or people who believed in it. And that meeting pulled us all together
mm-hmm.
and got us started.
Mm-hmm. It's important. Renee Randall is the owner of Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Wisconsin. You can go to her website, willowridgeorganicfarm.com, and see what she is doing. Lots of opportunity, lots of conversation here as we focus on some of the problems that organic farmers are having and how they're being dealt with from Renee's perspective. That advice and information continues here. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly American Family Farmer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SU HD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. and the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recording.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Let's keep going. American Family Farmer, issue of the week, how to make an organic farm successful. Here's a great example of that. Renee Randall is a woman. I just would like to call you a farmer. I don't want to call you a woman farmer, a lady farmer, a farm master, right. Whatever. I mean, I think that's foolish. Because
actually, a long time ago on one of my first websites, I said farmess is not a word.
Mm-hmm.
So... yes, I'm a woman farmer, but I wanted to say too that over all this time, I've seen a lot of trends come and go. So I was organic when no one was organic, when you were thought to be kind of very weird.
Well,
to be talking compost and organic,
wire
and pesticides, and now it's trendy.
Well,
and
It's trendy because we've come to realize what's happening in the huge, big agricultural conglomerates. And you look at what the stuff that we're eating from them is doing to our bodies and to our health. And that's why the locavore movement was established, because people are fed up, or people who think it through anyway are fed up with the results. Unfortunately, not enough people yet. I guess that would be my judgment and yours, because we are one of the few countries in the supposed productive world that has no growth in the amount of time that we're staying on the planet. For the last 3 years, everything has stayed the same in America, even though some people, we have a bigger population, people living to be older, but people are dying sooner as well because of what they eat, frankly.
Right.
And so that's
and I wanted to say something about the perspectives and organic when I started and now, because you mentioned corporations, co-opting the idea of organic and local, and these are things we worked very hard to give dignity and integrity to.
Right.
Terms that those people who are passionate and believed in what they were doing worked very hard to establish some kind of idea about what it meant to be organic, for instance. And years ago, we couldn't have a mindset, for instance, of being able to have a split production, organic on this many acres,
right,
and wash your equipment and drive over to that side of your farm and be conventional. If you even brought something like that up, you would be drummed out of your circle.
Right.
So that wasn't, and now that's the case with large corporations. They have an organic leg of their operation, of their corporation. But it doesn't mean they're committed to those principles. It means they're making money on a term that other people have really tried to fashion into something believable. So it makes a difference where, as you said, the source of your organic, whatever it is that who is doing your marketing, which is another thing I'd just like to bring up, the CSA movement.
Sure. Let's talk about that in a second. We're going to pause for a moment, and we'll come back to the focus on CSAs, community-supported agriculture. We have them. I had them on my farm, my dairy farm, and many of the people around me, whether they're doing organic. I have two farms right near me. One of them is an organic produce farm. The other one around the corner is a traditional farm. Been in business on that location since 1904. But they both offer CSAs, and a lot of the quality that comes out of both of them I find similar. The use of pesticides is limited on this one farm, but he does still use them in certain circumstances, whereas the other farm does not. We're having a conversation with Renee Randall about organic farming in Wisconsin and how what she's doing applies to perhaps what you're doing or would like to do here on the American Family Farmer Radio Program.
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And change after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here as we bring in the new year with Renee Randall, the owner of Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Waseca, Wisconsin, on the web at willowridgeorganicfarm.com. The idea on an organic, well, of any farm. We were talking before about CSAs and how they apply. Is this the best way of getting customers and keeping customers, offering them this CSA, the shares at the beginning of the season?
Well, I don't know if it's the best way. It's when I became a CSA farmer, it was because I thought it was the saving of farming, mm-hmm. the saving of real agriculture and real farmland. So I think that farming is bigger than it's we're talking about the land and protecting prime farmland everywhere. And this seemed to me, and because farmers are such a small percentage of the population, we really needed help. We really needed interest and education by the consumer. And I thought when a CSA, and I still believe that a CSA relationship can bring the consumer into farming in a way that they don't have to risk everything. The farmer is still taking the risk, but they can support the things that they believe in proactively mm-hmm. yep. by supporting the farmer.
Right. Yeah, and they put their money where their mouth is, more or less, under the circumstances. Yeah, that's very important, I think.
And I think the consumer has to realize how powerful their dollar is, where they spend that dollar, and how much of a difference it makes in agriculture.
In the practical side of things, if we don't fix the problems in family agriculture in our country and fix them fast, it's my belief, having grown up and been around cows all my life and on family farms all my life, I am troubled greatly by the government collusion with the huge agricultural interests. And even though there is some lip service given to the small family farmer, the fact that we have this last farm bill gives huge millions of dollars of support to these big agribusinesses that don't need a dime, but yet they figured out through political contributions how to get consideration and get the money, whereas people like you, who if you applied and wanted it and needed it, might not be able to get out because the money is going somewhere else. And that may apply to the circumstance you find yourself in at the moment with the weather being as bad as it has been over the past few weeks. What kind of shape is your farm in at the moment?
Okay, good question. I am not in Tornado Alley where I live. Mm-hmm. I've been here for 42 years. Mm-hmm. Tornadoes are not in our conversations ever here. But June 22nd, a tornado hit my farm. Mm-hmm. They weren't even sure if it was a straight line winds or an actual tornado until the National Weather Service did a survey of my ridge, for instance. When they got to my farm, they determined it was a tornado. It completely devastated so much right then.
Right.
And, I had a hoop house that was 2-inch steel. It was 120 by 25, completely scrambled. It was unsalvageable. There wasn't a rib of that hoop house that we could reuse.
All right, let me pause here for a second. I want to be able to tell the whole story completely, and we have to take a break for a moment. So we'll continue with Renee Randall describing what happened on her farm. No, she's not in Tornado Alley. A lot of rain has affected areas around where she is lately and down south of there for sure, but the weather has been really crazy. And how does that affect somebody like Renee on her farm? We'll get to the bottom of that story as we continue telling it here on the American Family Farmer.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Second half hour of this week's version of What's Going On the Family Farm in America, the American Family Farmer radio program with me, Doug Steffen. Renee Randall is the owner of Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Waseca, Wisconsin. We are into a discussion of what happened when she was hit by a tornado this past spring, missing, I'm wondering, you were telling about a particular building, but I'm wondering what else you have missed, and then, of course, how have you been able to put the pieces back together again, Renee?
Okay, well, this day in June, it was the 22nd of June, so the third week in June, it's a very, very hard rain, very insistent, very hard driving rain, and then hail. And I had once been hit by hail, so I was on the phone with a friend of mine saying, if only we don't get hail, I can survive this. And all of a sudden I heard ping, 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 ping. So there was hail, and I was still on the phone, and suddenly my living room window exploded into the house, and I just bought tornado. I never knew that when they're giving you instructions for tornadoes, why they want you away from windows, but I think it's the changes in air pressure.
Yes, that's it.
Because it's not necessarily flying debris. So I went down to the basement, and I missed the whole all the drama of it, except that when I came up, there was it was terrible. My house was affected. At this moment in time, my insurance on the house had lapsed.
Wow.
And so a part of the roof was blown off my house, and it was raining two stories down into the basement. So that was the house damage in the front room window. I had a lot of trees. A very old maple tree was uprooted in my front yard and fell on the wires that came to my house, you know, that was strong to my house. So there were wires laying in puddles and across my car. Mm. I couldn't drive away. It was very serious. The shed that I keep all my small equipment in was, the back wall was blown out. I had totes that I irrigate with that were blown from where they were, probably 600 feet into another field. Mm. There was a ton of tree damage. So I've kept, because I've been here a long time and had all these conservation perspectives on things, I kept trees in my fence lines for habitat and windbreaks. A lot of those trees were laying in the field or broken and dangerously hanging into the fields. My woodland, which is at least 40 acres and more, I was harvesting to pay property taxes, so we were doing careful harvesting. I wanted to make trails in the woods. The DNR flew over my woods and my neighbor's woods, and I had about 300 trees, marketable trees, that were uprooted or very damaged and considered salvage. Mm.
So now you're describing what's happened. How have you brought yourself back around? You said your insurance had lapsed. So then let's spend a few moments. We get the idea of what happened, the devastation.
Sure.
So how have you come around to being able to survive and move on and focus on your main goal and objective, that which you've been doing for 42 years, making this farm work?
Okay, that was a good question. First of all, it wasn't through government help. You were talking about the millions of dollars that go to agribusiness.
Right.
And I had no help. For instance, FEMA does not give anything to individuals if there's not a threshold of economic loss in a county that meets their criteria. So I was not able to go to FEMA, for instance. There were no programs available to me. I had the FSA person from Prairie du Chien come up and take a look, and the DNR had a meeting for those of us who were affected, like I was, and they had nothing for us in terms of programs, grants, money. They gave us a list of timber buyers who would buy salvage timber,
mm-hmm.
and told us that our timber was now worth 30% of its original value, and that we should clean it up because it's, of course, inviting disease into the general area to have damaged trees just lay. So we had more responsibility and no help, no money. What programs there are available I wasn't made aware of. And before this show this morning, I just took a second look to see what was available. And most of those programs did not survive the 2014 Farm Bill, are preventative, so you have to be ready for a disaster. There's the NAP program, for instance. But it's very complex for a vegetable grower who has a full menu of crops, from artichokes to zucchini. So it's keeping records, I guess we have one person here in our county who uses that program successfully, but he has a full-time record keeper to document everything he's doing.
I want everybody to hear this because this is what we're trying to do in this program. Present real problems, real experiences, and have people understand how they can work their way through it. The damnable government programs that all these people tout, listen to what Renee is telling you about how it's applied and how it isn't applied. I've got to tell you, in my experience, and I'm going to say this without fear of repercussion or anything else, I'm troubled by the fact that you're a woman, and I wanted to get away from the woman aspect, because in many parts of the world, women are the ones who really plant, tend, and harvest. There are more women agriculturalists than there are men. Not necessarily in this country, although the list is growing. I think that the FDA is sexist. I think that the way they apply their programs at USDA is sexist. I don't understand why you weren't first on the list, or why didn't be flexible. Apparently, from what you're telling me, nobody else in your community had the same problems that you did, so there are no other problems in the community, therefore the problem doesn't exist? What kind of thinking is that?
I'm with you. What kind of thinking is that? Evidently, things have to be. When I talked to the state today, he was very interested in this and told me that most of these programs have to be initiated by the county committee. And I wasn't even aware there were any programs that could help, the ones that are now defunct or anything that's available now. Evidently, there's some program that wasn't offered us by the DNR when we went to that meeting, the neighbor and I. The neighbor had no other damage except his woodland, but this neighbor had 1,000 trees down in his woods with the same demand. You know, figure out a way to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and what could have been marketable timber and some kind of income was just a problem, you know, another responsibility, another thing to do.
Well,
with no money.
In the old days, we would have all figured this out because there weren't government programs. And so there's that side to the story. Figure it out and, you know, move on. But because there is, we're trying to sort of looking at the hypocrisy of all these government programs and listening. I don't know if you went to your congressman or not, or the senator, all those people, you know, in real time. I don't want you to sound or come across as a complainer. What I want you to come across as, and that's what you've done to this point, is someone who has a problem that ought to be respected for what you've done on the land for the last 42 years, and have somebody that's there prepared to help. You know, the hell with the regulations and all that other stuff. This is practical application of a solution that's necessary for this farm, which obviously has viability. It's been there for 42 years with you running it, and probably 400 years before that by somebody else running it. So let's pause for a moment, and then we'll finish off this conversation with Renee Randall, who's at Willow Ridge Organic Farm in Waseca, Wisconsin.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SUHD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung Portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. And the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recording.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to KillerApps.tv.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Renee Randall here on the American Family Farmer with me, Doug Steffen, talking about what has happened on her farm, the situation that she has found herself in with regard to the damages done by natural forces from the tornado. This farm sits on top of a ridge, 1,000 feet above sea level. The air is beautiful. I'm looking at your website. I love looking at fields like this and the things that you have grown and what you've done by yourself, and to have this much acreage, and to have, I'm sure you have problems with help just like I do and everybody else does.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so you were about to finish sort of where you are. How has it been resolved?
So
you're on your own.
I wanted to say what help I did get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
And I have Amish friends. They gave me a free day. We had about 10 Amish men here putting up the ribs from the greenhouse so that they could lay them down on the ground so nothing would collapse on anybody. So so I had a free day from the Amish, a day they call a frolic. It's a good word to bring people together to work. Makes you think you're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And they did. So there was that day. They put the roof on my house, another free day of labor, mm-hmm. and I paid for the materials by giving them, bartering hay, all mm-hmm. my hay mm-hmm. from last year, my half of the hay that was made.
Yep.
And so I had that for help. I had one farmer help with the CSA, Kings Hill Farm, by contributing produce to help me get through it first.
Mm-hmm.
They were wonderful. I had FarmAid throw in $500 from,
yeah.
and they do that if you have a natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You apply, and they came through with that. And then I have a GoFundMe page that somebody in our neighborhood put up. They did a video at first of the damage that was done, and that's how I got through it all. I got through the first little bit with the $4,000 that was raised.
All right, so are you okay now as you go into the winter and look forward to 2016 and how you're going to do? Are you all set? Are you okay? You get enough support so you're going to be solid?
No, not at all.
See, that's what worries me. I hear you say that your insurance had lapsed. So there's something in the equation here that isn't right, because you have beautiful, I'm looking, I know you have, your ability to grow things is superb. You have the usual health stuff. So what is the problem? We have a couple of minutes left here. Why is it that you can't make it? Is the community not supporting you the way you need to be supported?
I'm sorry, was I interrupted?
I want to know if you're not charging enough money for what you're doing.
I've been told I'm not charging enough in my CSA shares or even at farmers market.
How much do you charge for the annual CSA membership?
Well, I have three different share sizes. So it's $5.50 for a full share, which is a 3/4 bushel box, mm-hmm. $400 for a half bushel box for the entire season.
Yep,
$250 for what I call them. Too cheap.
You need to be, I'm giving you my formula because I live in an area similar to yours. All day long they can get $675 for a year. You just need to up everything by at least $100. I only have a minute left here. I think what we've done here, Renee, though, is give people an idea about what's going on. We see the beautiful land. You see the work being done. People just sort of take for granted. I'm talking about the locavores, people that need and want and desire to have the food that you're growing. And these sorts of stories are being told all over the country. And people need to get together. There, I know there's a National Organic Farming Organization, but you need to be heard. You need to be louder at the state level. You need to be louder at the federal level so that the people who, and that's not only you, but the people who are buying food from you have to be in on this bandwagon. So hopefully that's going to happen in the future. Maybe a year from now, I'll check in with you again to see how you have improved your lot and how things are better. Renee Randall, thank you. Check out their website, WillowRidgeOrganicFarm.com, for more on this story. Renee, Happy New Year.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment about the omnibus bill, the agriculture bill, the appropriations bill, and what it means to family farmers, the sustainability of American farms and ranches. There's good news and there's bad news. There are a number of proposals that were put forth when this discussion all began in 2014. When it comes to conservation, for example, the Appropriations Committee respected the Farm Bill from last year, funding a lot of conservation stewardship programs. There's not much more to say about that. It just sort of kept the level of funding, as I understand it, going. The final bill dropped the provision in the House bill to delay the application of soil and wetland conservation requirements. But as you just heard in the conversation that we had with the lady from the farm in Wisconsin, these things, the money may be there, but how it's applied is very important, I think, anyway. There are payments that have been limited in this bill for cotton producers. There are policy riders which change things. This is very complex stuff. And if you don't really know, you almost have to be coming again. I'm going back to this lady that was just on. She's running the whole thing by herself. And she's doing the work morning to night, outside physical work. And it probably isn't until this time of year that she actually figures out what's going on business-wise. And so the things that she needed ought to have been part of this bill, even though her problem was before the bill was passed. But only 23% of eligible applicants able to get into the program that was part of environmental quality initiative, because the Ag Department and the EPA have now sort of locked themselves together into these various policies. And it's troubling for people like me. I don't want the EPA on my farm. They have no business. There's no reason for the EPA to be on my farm, your farm, unless you have a river going through your farm or next to your farm or something. What are they doing harassing people? Get out of the way. It's like so many other government agencies that are just there, the USDA, not there necessarily to help all the time. It seems to me that the best approach to these things would be, if you have a problem and the government is extracting money from you through your taxes and extracting money from me and other people who aren't farmers, and some of the money is being used to help farmers. So number one, how in the world did Monsanto or not, whoever some of the big ag businesses are, big ag owners, big industrial agricultural endeavors, get $1 million? The overwhelming testimony was that these big the big farm and big ag businesses didn't need any kind of government subsidy, but they still got it, and it's because of the influence that their money had with the congressmen who are on these committees. And that's the bare, bold, bottom truth. And until we get to be loud enough so that these things can be, and our loudness isn't distorted, you're going to have the same kind of stuff. How many farmers, like the lady who was just on, could benefit from, and it ought not to be so rigid, okay, there's a farmer with a problem, let's help him. Now, this is not what's going on. I also found it interesting to look at this final bill that increases funding for a lot of grants for agricultural research, the Sustainable Agricultural Research and Education Program, about $24 million. So that's gone up some. Be using that money to do farmer-driven research that's needed for a lot of the farms that are trying to get into the modern age, if you will, cut down on number of people employed, come up with ways of growing products better. I'll tell you, one of the ways that we're not going to get ahead is to have five companies as the only sources for seed, not only in our country, but for the entire world. And that's what it's boiling down to. Unless you can support, like I do, some of the open pollen seed. I don't use vegetables because I don't have a vegetable farm, but I grow silage corn for my cows. And I'm not buying anything from Monsanto or Dow or any of these big companies. I'm just not. Many of you may have big farms and you like to buy the stuff from them. That's your decision. I'm not telling you here what to do. I'm telling you what I do. And for those who are listening that say, well, I don't know where to go, there are open pollinated seed sources that you can find if you Google. Go online and do that. And you can sort of get beyond what is coming out of these companies that, again, are sort of sucking up all the available dollars, or too many available dollars, even when it comes to research and development. So those are some of the things that I wanted you to know about with regard to this bill. There's some good in it, and there's some bad in it. I guess that's pretty much the way things work, isn't it? Huh? Happy New Year. I'm Doug Steffen, and we'll have a good year. I'm hoping for lots more exposure to this program. It's called the American Family Farmer.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.